Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're here to field any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Anything having to do with a repair, a remodel, a maintenance issue, or a replacement issue. Give us a ring and we'll put our nearly 50 years of building and remodeling experience in the state of Arizona to work for you. I love the fact that we've been doing this long enough. We kind of act as a collection basin for information. When I'm actually looking for information, I'll throw a request out on air and say, hey, I'm particularly stumped on this issue. Would those of you particularly enlightened on this issue get in touch with me during the week and let me collect the information necessary to know how to move forward? So we've been collecting this information for years, and it's kind of put us in a great position of compiling it all in one place. But the fact that it's all living on the internet doesn't mean you can't call the show and let's talk live at 1-888-767-4348. You know, Jennifer and I just finished a pretty significant 10-day road trip. And Jennifer, what were your impressions? You know, the one impression I got more than any, we traveled 6 states in 10 days. There were states that apparently had never even heard of COVID or masks. There wasn't a mask to be seen. But Jennifer and I checked into a motel adjacent to a big river, high in the Rocky Mountains. Very cold water. And we were walking one evening prior to dinner along this river walk. And we were outside, and we were together, and we weren't masked. Romy, there were people on this walk that I thought were going to get in the river and swim upstream to go around us.
You're outside.
Outside with the wind blowing. What amazed me was how where you were indicated how strict it was being interpreted.
Well, it's probably very cultural, you know, what people are listening to, the amount that they're listening to. You know, it can be really hard on the psyche and your mental health to dwell on that stuff all the time. I was in a doctor's office yesterday, and one of the screens they had up there to stay healthy in your mind was don't obsess over the news. You know, be careful, be cautious. But we also stayed at a hotel in California, Romy, and we were checking out. I just absently walked down. It was all masks you had to wear, and I completely forgot it. The young man at the door looked at me, pressed the automatic button, and jumped out of the way. And he was masked. And I was only going to be like, I mean, who's terrified of me?
And
it was just really strange.
And then the other motel, there was a lady walked in without a mask, walking across the lobby.
Oh, this one was funny.
And she just says, I just hold my breath.
She goes, oh, no, I forgot my mask. And she just said, oh, I'll just hold my breath. And she held it and ran back. We all just died laughing. That's another choice. You know, we can just all hold your breath.
I overheard a funny conversation from a few of the rodeo dads who have older sons. You know, luckily, Remy's 8 and we're years away from this. But they were telling their older sons that are, you know, high school age, like, well, and the nice thing about this, it makes picking a girl a lot easier. You know, all you have to do is walk up to her without a mask, and by her reaction, you can tell if it's somebody that's crazy or not crazy, and it makes the selection choice so much easier for guys.
Well, you learn a lot about dating world.
We're really not making a statement on for or against masks. We're just saying what we observed was all across the board. And I will make this statement, and I will make this stand. I'm not smart enough to do it, but when whoever is smart enough to declare we don't need masks anymore, I'm going to sponsor the largest mask burning party in Arizona. I will import the crawfish. I will bring in the refreshments, and I'm going to find someplace we can have a bonfire. And I'm not saying it's time yet, and I'm not saying I'm smart enough to say when it's going to happen or where it's going to happen. But, baby, if you want to participate in the mask burning party when it happens, give us your email address at rosellnows.com and we'll make sure you get an invite. I want the whole state to be there in celebration that united we beat this thing. So let's get back to the topic of home improvement. We're here at Rosell on the House to answer your questions a lot. I probably wasn't as accessible to the office as I should have been on this road trip. But it was kind of a refreshing trip. Jennifer and I used it to kind of refresh ourselves. And I did stay in a motel at Lone Pine, California, which is one of my very favorite places in the whole world. It's at the base of Mount Whitney. I stayed in this motel in 1974 when me and a couple friends tried to climb Mount Whitney. Romy, they haven't even changed the bed sheets. I'm confident I was sleeping on the same sheets as I did in 1974. But we did stay in a beautiful hotel in Grass Valley, California, which the operator said was the oldest continually operated lodging facility in America, west of the United States.
West of the United States.
Mississippi.
Thank you.
I think Rosie's still on vacation mode.
I am still on vacation mode. When I got home, I walk in the office and Carol's got this look like a deer in headlights saying, we need to talk.
Well, yes. When people call in, 90% of the time, the questions they're asking me are way above my pay grade. But what I do is I simply write them down and email them to you. And we have a standing meeting once or twice a week to go over those. But in the meantime, I was directing people to our YouTube channel. If you're not familiar with it, go to Rosie on the House on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. We're going to have some new and exciting content coming up pretty soon here. But we have 3-minute tips on basic home maintenance items around your house. One that gained particular traction this week was how to flush your hot water heater. Uh-huh. Before I ask some of those follow-up questions, would you mind just talking about why was the importance of that? How often should you be doing it? What do you gain by doing that?
When we take a traditional hot water tank that heats water and stores it in a 40, 50, 60, or 80-gallon holder, our Arizona water tends to be very hard. When you heat it, it kind of cooks the chemicals out. And as you drain the water, those chemicals tend to remain, plus all the sediment that comes down the line in the water line. So all of that material is accumulating on the bottom of your water heater. And the only way to get rid of it is regularly drain your water heater. And the YouTube demonstrates this. Not only drain the water heater, but flush and rinse the water heater. We actually turn the valve on and off, on and off, getting all of that debris in the bottom of your tank flushed out completely. It doesn't suffice just to drain the water heater. You're not cleaning it. Go ahead and flush it. Watch the YouTube video. It will help you do this. Now, with that said, if you haven't drained, flushed, or serviced your water heater in over 5 years, don't touch it. But if you've got a new water heater and you want to extend the life of it, do this annually.
So Miss Patricia followed the YouTube video to the letter, but she said, we had our water heater flush, but there's still dirty and rusty water coming out when we first turn it on. It's about 7 years old. Is there anything else we can do to help the water return back to normal after they've done what they followed on the YouTube channel?
I'll bet dimes to donuts that if she just keeps using the hot water for a day or two, it's going to work its way out. She's just disturbed all the sediment at the bottom of the tank, possibly didn't rinse it quite as well, broke it all loose, and got it floating around, and now it's being delivered to the tap. That should work itself out.
All righty. And Mr. Pete, with a 40-gallon Rheem gas water heater, said that there's a very slow drip outside from the pressure relief valve drain That was installed back in 2015. The tank was flushed for the first time recently, but the pressure relief valve was open for draining and closed when filling. Operation since the flush 3 weeks ago has been back to normal, but I started noticing the drip about 2 weeks ago. Is it common to get a drip after you flush it?
At the top of your water heater is a spring-loaded pressure relief valve that should the thermostat in your water heater not work and it not turn off the heating element. It starts boiling the water. That then creates extreme pressure inside the water heater. That pressure relief valve is built-in safety mechanism, okay? Most plumbers I know, when they service water heaters, do not test the pressure valve because more times than not when you do, they're not going to reclose again completely. So that's exactly what happened. They let it go 5 years before they serviced it. They tested it. Some piece of debris or the spring has a slight little bit of rust resistance in it. That pressure relief valve hasn't completely closed. He isn't going to stop that leak without replacing the pressure valve.
Or, you know, the steel pin on top of it. If you lightly tap that with a hammer, sometimes you can get it pushed back down. But
there you go.
You know, a big part of that is the calcium buildup that happens because that's where the airspace in your water heater is at the top, can be the culprit to not letting it close. Well, you don't have to test it because it's a spring tension. And trust me, that pressure from the steam will break through. And if it is calcium that's build up there that's keeping it from going down. Well, when that steam builds up, it'll evaporate all that, and the pressure relief valve, you know, will work. It's a spring. That's all it is, and that pressure will build and break through anything that could possibly build up on inside.
And Patty would like to talk about her bathroom shower and mold. But Patty, I'm gonna ask you to hold as we go through this little station break. I promise. Patty from Glendale, you'll be first up when we get back right after this short commercial break.